Hey there, it's Dr. Dave, Microdose You. So I posted a question this morning on my YouTube channel. The question was really, really simple and maybe even a little bit vague. It said, are you worried? Just those three words, are you worried? ? And preliminary results are in, and I think I have a pretty good feel for the way it's gonna go. But as of right now, 51% of you said, yes, you are worried. 24% said you're not sure, and then another like maybe 25% or so, whatever that number comes to, said no. So 51% yes, 24% not sure. Well, let me tell you something. If you're not sure if you're worried, you're worried. Because if you were not worried about anything, and it doesn't really matter what it is, but if you're not worried about anything, you would just say, no, I'm not worried. But if you say, I'm not sure, then if you say you're not sure, you're worried. So 75% of you, 75% are worried. So I want to talk about this today. First of all, let's start off with this. You're going to be fine. I absolutely promise you, you will be fine and things will be fine. I'm not sure what you're worried about. 75% of you are worried. So it could range from anything from, I don't know, a job you're in, a relationship you're in, inflation, gas prices, a war, political craziness. It could be the stock market crashing, Bitcoin going down. I mean, it could be any of those and a lot more. So again, I want to stop you and say, take a step back, take a deep breath. You're going to be fine. That's coming from one of the biggest worriers, or maybe one of the biggest ex-warriors, not warrior, but worrier in the world. I have always been a worrier, always, my entire life. I remember worrying about stuff back when I was 8, 9, and 10, like really worried about stuff. I was worried about stuff that was totally out of my control. So if anybody understands you worrying, I totally get it. But what I want to say is, again, after taking a step back and taking a deep breath and saying that everything's going to be fine, I really mean it. I'm very serious. It will be fine. In our lives, we go through good times, tough times, good times, tough times. It might be personally, it might be the country, it might be the world, it might be, it could be the environment, it could be anything. But as bad as things seem to you, because you're worried, 3 out of 4 of you are worried, as bad as things seem to you now, they will get better. It's a promise. I mean, I've had to have people have the same conversation with me. 2 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, when roughly, I was having some health issues, physical, mental, a lot of anxiety, depression, coronavirus was just hitting. I was getting burnt out at my work. Things were really bad. I mean, I really felt that everything was on fire. I felt like the world was on fire. Everything that could go wrong to me and people around me was going wrong. I mean, you know, this was early in coronavirus. We thought everybody might die. We didn't know. So I was going through some horrible stuff. And here we are 2.5 years later, two plus years later. I'm still alive. I'm healthy. I'm smiling. I'm not anxious right now. My depression's gone. I worked on things. And things cycled around. I mean, maybe gas prices 2 years ago were super low. Now they're crazy high. Coronavirus was crazy high. Now that's low. Things cycle. It's going to be okay. But it's probably not enough for me just to say it's going to be okay. Maybe that's a good pep talk, but you're not here to only hear a pep talk. You're here to find out why you're worried, or not. More importantly, not why you're worried, but like, what can you do about your worry? What can you do about your anxiety? What can you do about your sadness or your depression or whatever it might be? The thing that really, really changed my life was the microdosing. The microdosing of magic mushrooms. They rewired my brain. The stock market, for example, the stock, now I don't know if you're worried about financial stuff, but I'll use it as an example right now. The stock market, the past several weeks, has been taking a beating, a terrible beating. Most of my money is, that's where it is. And I'm planning on that for my retirement because that's what I've got. And in the past, I would have seen down money going down, down, down. I would have been in full-fledged anxiety attack, sweating, sad, not talking to anybody. It would have been horrible. Now that I've used magic mushrooms and they've rewired the way my brain used to think, used to work, now I'm more level-headed maybe, and I'm more able to say to myself, because I don't really talk to many people about this other than maybe my wife, I'm more able to say to myself, Dave, this is a cycle. This is the way things go. There's always good. There's sometimes bad. The good outweighs the bad. Right now, maybe financially, we might be in a really tough time. Yeah, you go to the gas station and the gas is sky high. Some people are having a tough time filling their tanks up and going to work and feeding their families. Inflation is crazy. So I can understand your worry. I don't worry anymore because, first of all, a lot of this stuff is out of our control. And I do know that things will improve. I mean, I hope I'm talking to you 1 year from now and we can look back on what's going on today that you're worried about. And we can say it was a blip on the radar screen because things got so much better. I don't know when that'll be. I don't know if it'll be 2 months from now. I don't know if it'll be 2 years from now. I don't know. But one thing I can guarantee is that it will get better. I'm thinking back. I remember right after 9/11, and I was going in to see my financial planner. And I was a lot younger, of course. I was, 21 years younger than I am now. I thought that was the end. I thought the stock markets were diving. There was a recession. Everything was just going crazy. You know, we thought that this country could be in big trouble because they blew up part of New York. They blew up the World Trade Center, 2 buildings. And we thought, like, you know, what's next? What's going to happen? This is, the world's going to end. And I said to my financial planner, I said, like, the stock market is going to go down and it's never going to come back up. This is horrible. What's going to happen to my life? And he looked at me, kind of like what I'm kind of the way I'm looking at you today. And he said, "No." He said, "We've experienced something terrible, but it will get better." And 21 years later, I'm looking at you, telling you the same thing. It did get better. Now we've had craziness in between. We've had 2008, you know, the Great Recession. Is that what it was called? The Great Recession. That wasn't so great. I didn't love that at all. But it was a terrible time. People were losing their houses. People were losing their jobs. People couldn't afford to do anything. It was really, really, really bad. But we came out of that. There are always crazy things going on. So again, I didn't really, in my survey or my poll today, I didn't really ask what you're worried about. All I said is, are you worried? And 75% of you said either yes or I'm not sure, which again, the I'm not sure is a yes to me. I did a poll a day or two ago also, and I was a little surprised that maybe, I can't remember the numbers, I don't have them right in front of me, but maybe half of you are already microdosing. And then a percentage of you said, yes, I'm going to be starting soon. And then another percentage said something like, I'm trying to figure things out. I'm eventually going to start, or something like that. It was close enough. If you need this, what is it that you're waiting for? This is not rocket science. I started microdosing about 15 months ago, and before that, I didn't know anything. I knew nothing. I was in the same position that you are if you know nothing about it and you're worried and scared. I was in the same situation, but I knew enough to know that nothing else was working for me. It was not it was not an option for me to be taking these pharmaceuticals every day for the rest of my life that weren't even working fantastically. I wanted more. I wanted to feel like the old David again. And I wanted to feel like fresh again. So that's why I dove in. I did all the research I could. Listen, I just published a video, just put a video up that's called The Absolute Beginner's Guide to Microdosing Magic Mushrooms. That might not be the exact title, but I think it is. I think it's pretty close. The Absolute Beginner's Guide to Microdosing Magic Mushrooms. It tells everything you need to know from start to finish. Everything. So you don't have an excuse. If you have not started yet and you feel that you need to do something because you're worried or you're depressed or you're anxious or something, then what is it that you're waiting for? Are you going to be trying to research it for another year or two and then finally say, well, maybe I'll be ready soon? I mean, this is your life. You're going to be fine. But if I can suggest starting sooner rather than later, and sooner means tomorrow, if you can, tomorrow. Why put it off another day? Tomorrow. Watch that video. Watch it. The Absolute Beginner's Guide. It tells you everything you need to know. You're not gonna have to research a million things. It's got everything you need to know. The only thing I don't discuss is where to get magic mushrooms, because I can't do that, because in most places they are not legal, and I don't want to be promoting illegal things on my channel, if that makes sense. This plant medicine is unbelievable, and this is not medical advice. This is somebody who's been doing it for 15 months and who's been totally rewired and reworked and feels unbelievably good now. I want you to feel the same way. I want you to get out of this rut. I want you to stop worrying. I want you to stop being anxious. And that's easier for me to say, you know, it's like, stop being anxious. Now, you can't just say stop. But if you follow what I say, there's a much better chance that you will lose your anxiety and your depression and your worry. And if you have PTSD or if you stutter or anything like that, anything that's your brain needs to be rewired for, it could help you. Is it 100%? No. But it's very likely to help you. Let's say that. Another thing which I want you to stay in touch, because if you have not subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe, because another thing I'm going to be talking about in the very near future is meditation. It's extremely powerful, especially when used with microdosing magic mushrooms. In particular, which something I'm doing right now is transcendental meditation. I think from what I'm seeing, the combination of using magic mushrooms and combining that with transcendental meditation is a total, total game changer. I'll be telling you more about that, because I want to do transcendental meditation twice a day for 20 minutes at a time, for at least for 1 month before I even talk about it with you. But it seems, what I'm seeing so far, what I'm feeling, it is a game changer, especially when combined with microdosing magic mushrooms. Okay, so most importantly, I really hope this little bit of a pep talk and information is going to get you to maybe not stop worrying. I hope it gets you to stop worrying, but at least mitigate, lessen, diminish the worrying so it's down to like almost nothing. I really hope you can do that. Again, some things are totally out of our control and we have to ride them out. And that's what we do. That's what we have to do. There's no other choice. Some things we just can't control. So are you going to worry about it every day? You can't worry. They're out of our control. So we ride them out. We do the best we can. Magic mushrooms will help reset your neural pathways, or whatever the exact term is. And combining that potentially with meditation, which I'm going to be talking about, you could be a new person really soon, sooner than you think. So I hope this helps you. From my heart, I really, really want you to live your best life possible. I'm Dr. Dave. This is Microdose U. Thanks so much for being with me. See you soon.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave coming back to you after the show. I really appreciate you being here. And if you could just do me one little favor before you go, it'll take you about 30 seconds of your time. Go onto your podcast platform and give us a rating and a review. It takes just a little bit of your time, and it really, really will help the show immensely. I'm trying to get the word out to people all over the world because so many people are struggling and they need help. And this is the way they're going to find out about us. So take a little bit of your time. Do it for us. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much.